Hello, my name is Shay, and I'm a turn to call from customer support. How can I help you?
I had wanted to watch, but I ended up having an order of the thing. I'm getting the guarantee and that other thing, and I don't want all that. And I didn't know how to cancel any of it. I didn't see the fine print. It said no thanks. I thought that's what I was doing, was saying no, move on to just the final order.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
04756.
Oh, okay.
I get your first and last name.
Lois Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R.
Okay, thank you for that. Can you verify the ship address for me?
Places in Texas to go camping. It's just been very overwhelming to try and figure out not only where to go, what's available, and again, I'll get onto a site and say they're pet friendly, but then in the fine print, oh, no Dobermans or, you know, whatever. And so
check on Reserve and Madison.
Thank you. What's that?
That is for Rose.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's Alvin.
Yeah, that's like the
okay. Snack for dogs. There's a beautiful Corps of Engineer parks in Canyon Lake.
Did you hear that, Kimberly? Thank you. Thanks, Kimberly. Looking forward to it.
Good deal. All right, thank you. All right, Ed, you can go ahead and you're last. So go ahead, Ed.
Okay. A lot of discussion tonight on Boondocks. There is a site, site called Boondockers Welcome.
Did I lose you?
No, ma'am, I'm still here. Can you verify your ship address for me?
Pardon me? I'm sorry, I'm on a Zoom call, so it's hard for me to hear you. But go
can you
ahead.
Verify your shipping address?
Post Office Box 237, Madawaska, Maine, 04756.
Whether it'll take 20 foot trail or 35 foot.
Okay, thank you for that. Just give me one moment. Let me see what's going on.
They have Wi-Fi, water on that floor. But they may have nothing listed there. But if you go down and look at the reviews that people write, somebody will say, we were so thankful that they had 38 people. But they don't actually advertise that on the front page that they have. So when you decide you want to go there, you can send them a message saying, you know, I'd like to stay at your location. Do you have hookups for electric? You know, we did it all summer this past summer because we were out west and it was hot. I got solar, but not enough to run the air conditioner overnight. So basically, we need at least 20 amps. Everywhere we stayed, we had at least 20 amps. We had 50 amps at place. We stayed right on a river with full hookup, 50 amp water and sewer dump.
So you ordered a smartwatch with the mini pods and the warranty, and you say you don't want the warranty or the mini pods, you just want the watch?
Yeah, I just wanted the watch, and that was just $6.95, not $50.
Okay, just give me a few moments. Let me take the warranty off and the mini pods.
Thank you, Lord. Here's Harvest Host. We probably, once we get into Boondockers, we actually need that more than Harvest Host.
Yeah, good stuff. And,
our problem with Harvest Host is we spend more money at the lotteries and the places that we stay at the Harvest Host than we would have if we had just paid for camping.
Yeah, we don't have any willpower.
You'll want to.
We have no willpower, so we'll end up spending more money than we should. But it's good that you brought up Boondockers Welcome, Ed, talking about the, you know, it's a annual membership fee, that kind of stuff. So that is a good example of if for the new folks that have not checked into Gold membership for our village yet, go on to the website. It'll tell you all the information about it, but there is a small annual fee for being a Gold member of our village, but you get discounts and perks across a lot of RV-related businesses and apps, and there's all kinds of incentives you get for being a Gold member, one of which is a significant discount on Boondocker's Welcome, almost such that if you plan on getting a Boondocker's Welcome membership, the savings you get on it by being a Gold membership from our village. So look at our village.
Okay, so I have that all canceled out. So the only thing you should be receiving is the smartwatch. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that would be fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you much. Good night.
You too. Bye-bye.